Canadians are continuing to be laid off as part of a wave of job cuts that began in 2023 as companies assessed their operations after the height of the COVID-19 pandemic passed. Tech companies, retailers and more have all begun shedding members of their workforce in a bid to navigate the economic downturn. These are some of the companies which have so far laid off Canadian workers in 2024. BCE Inc. The Montreal-based telecommunications giant said on February 8 it was cutting 4,800 jobs at all levels of the company, although some of the job losses were to come from vacancies and natural attrition rather than layoffs. BenchSci. The Toronto-based artificial intelligence startup let go of an unspecified number of workers in January because of economic environment, operational efficiencies, and adaptation to technological advancements, specifically generative AI. BlackBerry Limited. The Waterloo, Ont. based technology company announced plans to cut an unspecified number of jobs on February 12 as it worked to separate two of its business divisions. The Body Shop Canada Limited. Court documents showed the subsidiary of the international cosmetics retailer planned to lay off about 200 workers in March as it sought creditor protection and closed 33 stores. The filings also revealed 20 head office employees and two contractors had recently been cut. Canada Goose Holdings Inc., the Toronto-based luxury apparel maker, said in March that it was laying off 17% of its global corporate workforce to put the company in a better position for scaling. Cascades Inc., the paper and packing company, said on February 13 that it was closing three plants in a move that would affect 310 employees. Corus Entertainment. The broadcaster confirmed in February that it laid off an unspecified number of workers across several stations. CPA Canada. Chartered Professional Accountants of Canada said on February 12 that it was cutting 20% of its workforce ahead of a move by provincial oversight bodies in Ontario and Quebec to split from the national organization. Doral Industries Inc., the maker of children's products and home furniture, revealed in March that it previously laid off 40 employees. Enbridge, the Calgary-based pipeline giant, announced plans to cut 650 positions over the course of February, citing increasingly challenging business conditions including higher interest rates, economic uncertainty and the ripple effects of geopolitical developments. Factory Direct, the Vaughan, Ont. electronics and home good retailer, said in court documents filed in February that it would terminate 200 employees as the company winds down. Google. The tech giant kicked off the year by trimming its workforce, leaving hundreds of its staff without jobs. Dan Rail, a spokesperson for the Alphabet Workers Union, Communication Workers of America Union, said some of the departing staff were located in Canada. Group Just Pour Ryer Inc., the company behind the annual Montreal Comedy Festival, announced in early March that it would cut 75 workers as the organization sought creditor protection. Indigo Books and Music Inc., the retailer laid off an unspecified number of staff in January as part of its ongoing efforts to streamline its operations following losses, a cyber attack and leadership changes. The company agreed to be purchased and taken private in April. Lightspeed Commerce Inc., the Montreal-based technology company, said on April 3 that it was cutting about 280 jobs as it moved to focus on profitable growth. Lion Electric Company, the electric bus company, announced on Feb. 29 that it was laying off 100 more employees, or about 7% of its total workforce, in a move to reduce costs. Lynx Air, the low-cost airline, said it would cease operations in late February. Court documents showed it had 500 employees. Mastermind Toys, the toy retailer, which recently changed ownership, terminated about 272 employees as Unity Acquisitions Inc. took over the company in January. Mountain Equipment Company, the Vancouver-based outdoor gear retailer, says it laid off 14 people, or less than 1% of its 1,700 staff, in January as it completed major operational programs and initiatives. Rona Inc., the Boucherville, K., home improvement retailer, announced plans to axe 300 jobs and close distribution centers in Terrebonne, K., and Calgary in January as part of a plan to adjust its operating model and eliminate inefficiencies. Staples Canada, the office supplies retailer, shared at the start of February, confirmed that it had cut an unspecified number of workers at its head office as it restructures and streamlines operations. Taiga Motors, The Montreal-based electric snowmobile maker said on April 2 it would lay off 70 employees on top of 31 cut in January, amounting to a one-third workforce reduction so far this year as the company temporarily halted vehicle production after reporting a net loss $72.5 million for 2023. TC Energy Corp. The Calgary-based pipeline company confirmed in early March it had cut an unspecified number of jobs from its Calgary and Houston operations as it works to integrate its Canada, U.S. and Mexico natural gas pipeline businesses. Vice Media Group. The media organization, which originated in Montreal, announced plans in February to lay off several hundred workers and said it would stop publishing content on Vice.com. Wayfair. U.S. home goods retailer Wayfair says 50 workers in Ontario were part of a January layoff affecting 1,650 employees at the home goods company. This report by the Canadian Press was first published April 3, 2024. The Canadian Press.